First of all, I just think the fact that we've got an Archbishop who is actually willing to step and get involved in things that affect people's everyday life is absolutely wonderful. So we are great fans of Justin Welby. His kind of heart to get involved and get stuck in is wonderful. Obviously, he picked one of the companies. Obviously, Christians Against Poverty, we work through 233 debt centres, 300 people working around the country, working with tens of thousands of people in debt. We obviously see a much broader picture of the problem around this whole thing. So, yes, payday lenders and other lenders, we see the problems that they cause amongst thousands, in fact, tens of thousands of poor and needy people. And it is a subject that needs to be aired. Obviously, we, with our knowledge and understanding of the reality on the ground of what's really happening out there with poorer people whose needs are so massive, 67% of the people who work with us have got no food. We think that there is a broader answer to this particular problem. But in terms of Justin's heart to stand up and say something and to kind of just speak on the subject, we think it's fantastic. Of course, we have a broader response than credit unions. Credit unions are excellent, but there's a broader kind of reality to the situation on the ground in people's homes, well, in people's lives.
In regards to payday lenders, and you say you're working with those who are suffering under payday lenders, just give us an example of someone who might be finding it hard to keep up their payments with someone like Wonga.
Well, I think it's anybody trying to keep up payments to anybody that they owe debt to is extremely difficult. The vast majority of people want to pay their debts and circumstances often mean that they can't. I think the big issue is around responsibility of lending, is making sure that people can actually afford to pay their debts back. And the whole concept of lending someone some money until they get paid in itself is a broken concept, isn't it? So if somebody needs money to get to their next payday and then they pay the money back plus interest on their next payday, what's going to happen next month when they have the same outstanding? So it's kind of the whole thing is flawed in principle, and that flawed nature creates huge challenges for people. But it's not just the payday lenders. All other, you know, other lenders involved in irresponsible lending to people cause problems. But it's very, it's too simple to say that everything that they do is wrong. It's having a solution and an option and being able to help people who do find themselves in difficulties.